Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is having a fantastic week for this spring break. I know I am. I've been really busy, but it's been a terrific week. I want to thank you and welcome you. It's mid-afternoon. Sorry, folks. Welcome you to the Curtis Harwell Show, America's best and most listened to fitness show. We have well over 3 million listens now. And hopefully I'm bringing you great topics that that you enjoy every week. And again, I, as always, always like to thank every one of you who listen to the show, make us what we are. If you'd like to contact the show, you can dial in at 347-850-8748. You can also get me on Facebook at Curtis Harwell. You can also get me at the Curtis Harwell Show or Curtis Harwell Fit, any three, or Curtis Harwell. Any of those pages, you're able to get me. If you go over to Twitter, you can get me at GetFitByCurtis. And if you want to participate, just ask any questions or anything, and I will try to get them on the air. Again, today we're going to have another fabulous show, I think. And let me throw in real quick, our sponsor today is Titan Fitnesswear, tank tops, hoodies, T-shirts. All kinds of great graphics, and any time that you have a graphic in mind or something, please don't hesitate to send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, and if it's something that we think it looks pretty good, we'll get that sucker put on some T-shirts and hoodies and get it up in the store for you. So, and again, our sponsor is Titan Fitnesswear, www.titanfitnesswear.com. Great prices, great shipping. Everything is in stock all of the time, so you'll never have a huge wait. As usual, I get most of my topics from clients, friends, other athletes, other IFBB pros, you know, whomever, NPC, guys and gals, anybody that I can get topics from, I kind of steal them, and I let them know ahead of time that I'm going to steal their idea. But I've got another great one today, and we've done, you know, shows on supplementation and stuff. And just so you know right up front, I don't have any dogs in the hunt, as they say, when it comes to supplements. I don't own a supplement company. I'm not involved with a supplement company. So when I advise, and these are just, you know, this is just advice from me. And like I said, talking to just thousands of people in the industry, I read just like crazy, trying to always get information on the best products so I can get the best stuff out to you so you can be the best athlete, the best person that you can be. So today what I want to discuss is what and how to take pre-workout supplements. And this is a question that I get all of the time. You know, what should I take as a pre-workout? And I mean, everybody does a little bit different. I'm a little bit different to, you know, what I like to take in my pre-workout. I don't, for me, now this is just for me, I don't take a pre-workout that has all of the stuff in it. And part of the reason I don't do that is because having been around the industry, you know, having worked around and knowing what all of these elements do and don't do, sometimes some of these pre-workouts have some great stuff in it, and then they have some crap in them, some things that really don't work. And so you're paying money for things that theoretically work, but in all actuality you're just peeing it down the toilet. It really doesn't, you know, do a whole lot. So what I'm going to try to do, and my goal, teach you about the ingredients and the products available, because I want to help and improve your workouts, and I want to improve your results, and I can do that, okay? Now, I'll show you what ingredients can be beneficial to take for a pre-workout drink or a pre-workout, and I will give you some recommended dosages. Now, again, if you're taking any kind of medications, if you're working with any doctors, if you have any health problems, okay, please consult with your doctor before you look and start doing anything that I might recommend that's good as a pre-workout or pre-workout supplement. So it's very important, because you can have contraindications for certain supplements against medication. So please, 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 I don't know how many times I can say it, please consult a doctor before you're going to do any of this. And so, you know, and I'm also going to, you know, let you know, what to kind of look for in all of the different supplements that are out there for pre-workout products. I mean, there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of pre-workout drinks or pre-workout supplements out there. Okay. Now, you know, pre-workout supplementation really isn't a new concept. It's been around for a while. Not many, many, many years, but it's been around. And, you know, and it's not too long ago that pre-workout supplementation was just really starting to gain popularity, and gaining popularity because a lot of the of IFBB pros, amateurs, naturals, you know, whatever, have been using these supplementations. So regular people just starting out thought that it might be a good idea because of the gains that the pros, the amateurs, and other people that were competitive were getting. Now, in the recent years here, there's just been tons of research and all kinds of new discoveries on all kinds of different products, all different types of supplements, and how it benefits hard training and the benefits of taking a pre-workout supplements. There are just numerous, and they really can move and propel your workouts to new levels, okay? Now, pre-workout supplementation, okay? Now, it's basically designed to, number one, okay, improve performance. Very important, improve performance. Number two, increase your strength. Increase your power. Also increase endurance, or the level or how far you can train at a high level or a high intensity during your training session. Okay, it also will help decrease muscle breakdown during training. It will also increase protein synthesis, improve energy and focus, so you can zone in, you can on the task at hand, lifting the weights, proper form, and especially when you're getting when you're going heavy, and you're right there at your limit. What they do, they will help you, your mind focus in on what you're doing, so you can give you know, you give 100%, and you give 100% of 100% when you're doing it. Okay, so it improves on your energy and focus. It will also improve on the nutrient delivery and the assimilation of the nutrients that you take in. It will also help increase metabolic rate, which most of us, when we think of metabolic rate, we're thinking about fat burning. And then lastly, what we try to do with the pre-workout supplement is create an optimal hormonal environment for the body. So when we're working out, we get max strength and max power. You know, we get max fitness or endurance while we're doing it. So we get the best of the best throughout our entire workout. Now, these benefits and these improvements that, you know, the workout supplementation can do can be beneficial to anyone, no matter what your training goals are, okay? So, you know, a well-rounded approach to pre-workout supplementation can help you get the most out of your efforts in the gym every day. So when you go in there, you pound the weights, you do the things that you do in the gym, you are getting a benefit for everything that you do. And then when you leave the gym, you take with you your gains, okay? Now, also for anyone that is serious about training, you know, and the results that you're getting from your training, you just really cannot neglect this important area of nutrition when it comes to pre-workout. So just pre-workout is just absolutely important. Now, let's first talk about a little bit about energy and focus, okay? Now, we've all heard about, you know, when we're in the gym and we're in the zone. Everybody's heard Michael Jordan talk about being in the zone on the basketball court, and basically any shot he takes, he feels like it's going to go in. That's the zone. We've all been there before. I trained today, and I was in the zone today. And you know exactly what the feeling is. You kind of walk into the gym, and you can just tell that this day I'm not going to have a typical workout. It's just how you feel. You feel energized. You're ready for action, and you seem like you're almost pumped up even before you start lifting the weights to get pumped up, okay? Now, as the workouts get started, you're warming up, and you usually, you know, you need a few sets to get warmed up. There are simply not enough plates in the gym sometimes to meet your needs when you are in the zone. When you're in the zone, it's like your lifting ability that particular day is limitless. Now, you know, and then when you get done with your last set, your skin feels like it can't possibly, you know, stand any more stretching from the pump that you're so pumped. Think about it. Sometimes you're in the gym and you can't touch your face with your hands on a good tricep and bicep day because your arms are so pumped, or chest day, shoulder day. I mean, your back, you're just so pumped, you feel like you're about to explode. Well, that comes, you know, from being in the zone. And keep in mind, those days being in the zone can sometimes be few and far between. So it doesn't happen every day. But fortunately, with, you know, proper nutrition and pre-workout supplementation, you can make that zone feeling a common occurrence almost every day. You can get that zone almost every day. Now, the right pre-workout supplementation can help improve every single aspect of training again, and which includes, again, strength, energy, endurance, and focus. Now, and then different ingredients, and we'll go through all of those, different ingredients will improve various aspects of training, of your training session. Now, if getting stronger is your primary goal, then these are, I'm going to go through the ingredients, these are some of the ingredients that you'll need to look for in a pre-workout supplement. Now, these supplements can help improve your strength and power in the gym, meaning you keep progressing and lifting more weight, okay? Excuse me. Now, number one for me is creatine monohydrate. Now, creatine is one of the most popular supplements on the market in the world. And the reason for it is absolutely simple. It just works. Now, creatine has the ability to maximize strength, which will lead to new growth, okay? Bottom line, creatine, number one. Now, during training, there are many processes that take place that will allow you to continue a set or keep going. Now, and so that's what the creatine will help you do, is keep working through the set. And so, and again, creatine supplementation benefits strength. Now, taking creatine before every workout will ensure that muscle creatine stores are topped off. Now, this allows for maximum weights for maximum reps on each set. So if your goals are gaining muscle and strength, then make sure pre-workout has creatine in it, okay? Got to have that creatine for strength and power. Now, let's say dosage and when to take. Okay. Now, keep in mind, you can also take creatine by itself, okay, as a pre-workout. You don't have to take anything else if you don't want to. So you can take creatine just by itself, mix it with the juice or just water. I, a lot of times, will just take the little scoop that comes with it. I'll scoop it up, just dump it in my mouth, and try to drink about 16 to 20 ounces of water with that. You want to make sure you get plenty of water with it. For best results, you want to take about 5 grams of creatine monohydrate, and you want to do this about 30 minutes before every training session, okay? Another terrific addition or part of a pre-work is taurine. Now, taurine is an amino acid, and it's found within the body every day. Now, taurine is different from most other amino acids because it's not incorporated into proteins, but is involved in a wide array of psychological processes. So we're getting back to focus a little bit. Now, these processes include control of muscle contractions, helping control the fluid balance within the body, cell membrane structure, and it also works with antioxidant actions. So in terms of training performance, there are just many thoughts on how taurine can be very beneficial. And one of the hypotheses has to do with its role in contraction and muscle contraction. So what happens is when you have muscle contraction, the taurine level or concentrations in muscle is reduced. Now, this is one of the biggest reasons it's theorized that taurine is essential to muscle contraction. So if muscles do not contract efficiently, then performance and strength will suffer. Now, and again, this is just simply one of the many benefits of taurine, but it's very, very good amino acid. Now, to offset the drop in muscle taurine concentrations due to training, your supplementation should be somewhere around 1 to 2 grams of taurine 30 minutes before your workout is recommended. Okay, now if you're looking for muscle growth, okay, or I'm giving you all these different areas where, you know, supplements are good for these areas. So we're going to look at muscle growth. Now, anybody out there who has ever lifted a weight has muscle growth as one of their goals. Maybe not a lot of women, except if you're trying to put on a little bit of size. Now, weight training in and of itself will bring about muscle growth. But our goal is to optimize the effect of this muscle growth. Now, luckily, there are supplements that will enhance muscle growth response from your training and the increased protein synthesis. Now, I'm going to give you a little quick list of recommended ingredients for muscle growth. Number one, BCAAs are branched-chain amino acids. So if you don't know, branched-chain amino acids, they're made of 3 amino acids, which is leucine, isoleucine, and valine. And it is widely known that if you take BCAAs before training, this can reduce muscle tissue breakdown, okay? So really important, get the BCAAs into you before workout. And the reason this is because BCAAs are metabolized in the muscle tissue rather than the liver, and this actually means that they can be broken down and used for quick energy when the body needs it, okay? Now, supplementing with branched-chain amino acids before training will prevent your body from robbing needed aminos from your muscle tissues, and it will take what is already in the bloodstream, all right? So very important for the BCAAs. And so, you know, and there's a lot of new research that also shown that taking BCAAs before training can also have a profound effect on your hormones. And it's actually been shown that when athletes are given branched chain amino acids prior to training, post-workout testosterone levels remain elevated for several hours, whereas another group noticed a significant drop in testosterone once training ceased when they didn't take branched chain amino acids. So very, very important for branched chain amino acids to take. And so if you want to take full advantage of the benefits of BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, we're looking at 3 to 10 grams should be consumed immediately before and or during your workout. So a lot of people will take them before and after, okay? And you can do that. But also if you take the branched chain amino acids in your drink while you're in the gym, you will have a constant supply of branched chain amino acids in your body. So then you don't have to go out and get the amino acids to replace them in your body because you're already taking them in. Okay, very important. Another thing when we're looking at muscle growth is whey protein. And whey protein is most often thought of as a post-training option and not usually considered as a pre-training supplement. Now, whey is a high-quality protein that contains high levels of BCAAs and is quickly digested, very quickly digested, okay? Now, this rapid digestion is what makes it a great choice for post-workout. Now, taking whey protein post-training will halt the catabolic or the muscle breakdown or muscle wasting effects of training as well as increased protein synthesis or muscle growth. Now, even though whey protein is a great post-workout choice, it has just as much, if not more, benefits when taken before training. And research has shown that ingesting whey protein before training will absolutely increase protein synthesis just as much, and in some cases even more, than when ingesting whey protein after training. Very important. Now, another thing to keep in mind here, the full spectrum of all of the amino acids will raise insulin levels higher than just by simply consuming free-form branched chain amino acids, okay? Now, higher insulin levels will further increase protein synthesis, and then it will mitigate muscle tissue breakdown during training. And also keep in mind, when insulin is turned on, it is anabolic. Insulin is anabolic, okay? Now, for best results here, you want to take 15 to 30 grams of whey protein immediately before training. And this doesn't mean that you should forego your post-workout whey protein, though. Ingesting this whey protein pre and post, this will absolutely maximize your protein synthesis. Another good thing before a post-workout or pre-workout would be a high glycemic carbohydrates, and they are carbohydrates that are digested quickly. Fast-digesting carbs may not be considered a very glamorous supplement, but they can have a profound difference on muscle growth and performance, okay? So very important and that you take in some high glycemic carbs as part of your pre-workout because it's how it affects your insulin and your cortisol levels in your body, okay? If we're looking at energy and focus supplementation, we're looking at caffeine, okay? And when you have high energy and focus during a training session, it's just a huge advantage that you have. And think about it. When's the last time you saw somebody yawning in the gym in their way, you know, getting through their sets and stuff and say that they were having a great workout? Very seldom does it happen, does it? Not very often. Okay, so you want to be focused on a task at hand. You want to be focused on your training session. So you want to have supplementations or supplements that will work with you to help that. Number one would be caffeine, okay? And Caffeine actually may be the most popular performance enhancer on the planet, okay? But there's many people who don't ever train and use caffeine. Many, many, many people. Caffeine is a stimulant that acts upon the central nervous system in our bodies. And it also has a metabolic stimulant, since it increases the metabolism. And caffeine works as a metabolic stimulant by releasing fatty acids into the bloodstream to use as energy. This means that when caffeine is taken before training, it works as an excellent fat burner. And I know myself, I take a caffeine tablet, and then I take a 65-milligram aspirin before every workout to help with the fat-burning process, okay? Now, from a muscle growth standpoint, caffeine is a potent performance enhancer that increases wakefulness, creates faster and clearer flow of thought. You will increase your focus and better general body coordination. And all of this leads to stronger lifts that will translate into more muscular gains, okay? Now, the amount of caffeine you consume pre-workout highly depends on your tolerance level. Some people can tolerate a lot, some can't. So if you can't take caffeine, don't touch it, okay? Now, caffeine can be used by itself when, you know, and most of the products out there with caffeine, it contain around 200 milligrams of caffeine. Caffeine is in almost every pre-workout on the market, except when you see something that says stimulant-free products. Now, caffeine effects do not start to work immediately, so it is best to consume your pre-workout with caffeine around 30 minutes before. And tyrosine also is an amino acid that has great psychological effects. Many of the benefits of tyrosine seem to be because it acts as a precursor to neurotransmitters such as norepinephrine in the brain and dopamine. And so that helps. Because of this, tyrosine has been shown to modulate the effects of acute stress, which can reduce effects of overtraining, okay? So tyrosine is absolutely fantastic. When we're looking at endurance, we're looking at beta-alanine. Beta-alanine is an amino acid, and it has an absolute ability to increase the levels of carnosine within muscle tissue. And carnosine is a dipeptide, okay, that is comprised of beta-alanine and histidine. And so it is very, you know, beta-alanine will absolutely help with endurance. Citrulline malate or citrulline, or you'll see L-citrulline, another amino acid, works great for endurance. And then you have your antioxidants or your what's called your muscle protectors. We're looking at something like vitamin E, ALA or alpha lipoic acid. To benefit training and muscle growth in a whole lot of ways. NAC is another non-essential amino acid. Comes from cysteine, and it can protect the liver from toxic substances. Another good one. And when you're looking at, you know, your pre-workouts, you may want to look at cycling them. And it is very important to cycle your pre-workout supplementation. Well, I hope all of this helped you, and I also will have all of this from my show on my blog, so you can take a look at that. So hopefully, some of this information will help you, and or just Google some of it, just so you make a better choice on your pre-workout. Everybody have a fantastic day, and we'll see you on the next show. Love, peace out.